Good evening, everyone. This is going to be the third in the series of three, in which we began 30 days prior to the holiday of Pesach. The countdown is on. How many days are left? I lost track with Shabbos. I was pretty good. Wednesday was 30, Thursday was 29, Friday was 28, Shabbos was 27, so 26 days till Pesach. Wednesday, which was Shushan Purim, we began 30 days before the holiday to learn a little bit about this particular law. 30 days before the holiday. What is that unit special in Jewish law? So the first time we spoke about it, we spoke about the realm of eulogies. 30 days before any holiday, there's a prohibition of eulogies, and we explained it, and we explained the exceptions to the rule. We also explained, in the second time that we got together, the law of chametz. Until now, we were eating bread, we were eating noodles. As soon as the 30 days before the holiday kicks in, it turns to chametz, meaning something that's prohibited. But we have an exemption. We can continue eating chametz till the eve of Pesach. And we explained that brings about the law of having to check your home. If you're going to leave your home prior to the holiday, so if you left your home more than 30 days before the holiday of Pesach, you do not have to check your home for chametz. You leave within that period of time, you must check your home for chametz. So this period of time, 30 days before Pesach, is extremely relevant in general to any holiday because of the prohibitions of eulogy, and specifically for Pesach. The third issue that we're going to deal with tonight, and this will end the series, happens to do with the law of learning Torah. And this might be a general rule, or it might be specific to Pesach. I'll explain what I mean. Every Jew is obligated every day to learn Torah. Hopefully you learn a lot. If you don't learn a lot, you learn a little. But usually, what do you learn? Exactly. You learn what you want. No, I didn't mean you don't learn anything. That was the silence. You learn what you want. You go ahead and you learn whatever interests you. For example, tonight, Dael is very interested in what the Talmud says about eye diseases. He has a little problem with his eye. He's going into the Talmud tonight. He wants to know what the remedies are over there. There are remedies, by the way, for eye diseases, right? Other people in the room tomorrow, is going to be a big meeting. They're going to deal with, they're going to have to invest in stocks. So they're going to learn the Gemara that says that the month of Adar is a good month. You should really do a lot of business in this month because this is a preferable month for the Jewish people. It's a favorable month. But everyone has their self-interest. I have my self-interest and so do you. What about 30 days before Pesach? So here the Gemara says that our sages made an enactment that 30 days before the holiday, you should begin to learn the laws of that upcoming holiday. Okay? This should not be mixed up with another enactment going back to Moses that on the holiday itself you should learn the laws of the holiday. We'll deal with that law on the holiday, God willing, on Pesach. But there's this particular law, 30 days prior to the holiday, you're supposed to learn the laws of the holiday. The question that first arises with regard to this law is very simple. Is this true with regard to every holiday or just with regard to Pesach?
Every holiday.
So Ralph says every single holiday. 30 days before Shavuos, we have to learn the laws of Shavuos. 30 days prior to the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, we learn the laws of Rosh Hashanah. There's two little issues with that, and obviously a few authorities feel like Ralph, but there's two issues with that. Issue number one is, sometimes it doesn't work out. What am I speaking about? Let's take the month of Tishrei, a beautiful month. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, Simchas Torah. You got four holidays, one month. How are you supposed to do it? Let's think about it. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you begin to learn about Rosh Hashanah. You learn about the shofar, how much honey to put in your apple bars, all these laws. Comes along Yom Kippur, it's only 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. How many days after Yom Kippur is Sukkot?
Four.
This is a big problem. So ultimately, it doesn't always work out nicely. But let's say, all right, we'll deal with it. The second issue is a more, I would say, existential issue. Look, there are holidays that have many laws. Sukkot, endless laws. What are the laws of Sukkot? Besides the general laws of the holiday, we got two specific mitzvahs in Sukkot. Which are they? No? Sukkah and lulav. A lot of different details go into these laws. Fine. Pesach, saturated. First of all, the prohibitions of chametz, getting the house ready. Then comes the holiday, the first night of the holiday, you got yourself a bumba of laws on that night. What do you got that night? Meals start to give me now. You got to eat matzah. What else? Four cups of wine, you got to lean, you got to eat maro. These are endless laws. No question, Pesach, heavily saturated with holiday laws. What about Shavuos? First of all, there's no specific laws with regard to Shavuos. Shavuos is just a holiday. There's no specific mitzvah we do on Shavuos that we don't do on every other holiday. So what are you going to learn about? You're going to learn about how to eat blintzes and not gain any calories. What are you going to learn about? What cheese to buy? There's not too many laws there. It's not so thick in laws. So therefore, the Gra of Eliyahu from Vilna, he suggested that this idea of Talmud, 30 days before the holiday, is true with regard to holidays heavily saturated in laws. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and even Pesach. But with regard to Shavuos, he felt 6 days is enough. From Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's enough for Shavuos. I mean, you can go on and on. What about Hanukkah? How many laws are there in Hanukkah? You take your candle, you light it, and then finished. Right? Not too many laws with regard to Hanukkah. So you can go ahead and play around a little bit. So that's the first issue with regard to 30 days before the holiday. Is it true with regard to all the holidays or only to Pesach? Everybody agrees before Pesach, you should learn these laws, you should devote some of your learning time to this. And that's what we're doing here between Mincha and Maariv. But there's a second issue, and this is a more important issue, and we'll end with this. Very interesting issue. Let's say you are a rabbi. You get endless questions per day. One person is going to ask you, they just took a fleshik knife, and they cut cheese with it. What's the law of the knife? What's the law of the cheese? Rabbi, tell us what to do. So you have a little yellow slip. I hate those yellow slips on your desk. Someone called up with a question about the knife. Okay, that's Rafe's question. Shelly then calls up. He has a different question. He was davening this morning. He left out a bracha. Does he have to repeat davening? Question number two. Lori then calls, says, Rabbi, how could I kosher out my pot, my fleshik pot, to become kosher for Pesach this year? I have a beautiful pot I want to use for chicken soup. Which question do you answer first? On the regular day of year, you have to ask your following. Who gives more money to the rabbi per year? Oh, probably Ray. Okay, we answer Ray. No, God forbid. No, we answer like this. Whatever question you feel is more relevant, more existential, more pending, you go and answer. Come to date Joseph, of Joseph Karl, 15th century Tzfat, insider of Jewish law, par excellence, known as the Code of Jewish Law, and says, 30 days before the holiday, the rabbi has to give the yield. To be more precise, he has to give the right of way to any questions with regard to Pesach. Everything else becomes secondary. So Pesach, that law, 30 days before the holiday, you have to learn, is extremely relevant for rabbis in the sense of which question do they answer first. And obviously, and we'll end with this, what laws do you learn between Mincha Maariv? There's many interests for the Jewish people. I'm sure here between Mincha Maariv, one night someone's going to throw out a question totally on a tangent, has nothing to do with Pesach. Usually, I love to entertain tangents. That's my, as they say, my evil inclination. Fine. But before Pesach, 30 days before Pesach, in order to fulfill this enactment, you may not be able to go on tangents. You have to stay within the subject matter of Pesach. So, to sum up, gentlemen, we said that 30 days before Pesach is extremely relevant. Generally, the prohibition of eulogies. Specifically, the obligation to begin to check the house for chametz if you're going to leave the home and not be there the night before Pesach. And finally, with regard to learning, which subject matter do you devote your time to before Pesach, you should definitely devote your time to the laws of Pesach much more than anything else during this period of time. The rabbi has to give the right of way to any question he gets with regard to the laws of Pesach. And obviously, we end the question, and this is still a question, is this true with regard to all the holidays, or only to holidays like Pesach, which are heavily saturated in many details and laws? God willing, tomorrow night, we go into the laws itself. We start with Chametz, God willing, tomorrow night.